Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. Stars and Strings, back at it. If you guys want to go see it, our sister station, Kiss Country, it's an awesome show. Every single year they do this, they bring some of the biggest country stars down here. They all perform on stage together. This year, Dierks Bentley, Dasha, Nate Smith, Zach Top, real guy, Leroy, Hudson Westbrook, and a whole lot more is going to be at Hard Rock Live at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood on November 6th. If you guys want to win your way in, text the word HARD to 20357. That's HARD, H-A-R-D, to 20357. Tickets are on sale now at starsandstrings.com. Stars and Strings supports Folds of Honor. For more information, go to WQAM.com. It's a text contest. Message and data rates apply.
Hard.
What did I say? Did I say it like a pirate?
Dude.
Oh, man. You guys familiar with Tyrese Halliburton?
Yeah, he's the guy that tore his Achilles heel.
Tore his Achilles heel. Well, Tyrese Halliburton, he just had one of the great moments of his life.
He got married?
Got engaged.
Got engaged.
Okay. He got engaged.
Wow, because he's
let me guess. Intangible.
Well, yes.
Yes.
Let me see. You got a picture?
Oh yeah.
She's a pretty girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. He left those French girls alone, huh?
She's not short.
So,
because he's what, 6'7"?
He's like 6'5".
6'5".
He's like 6'5". But unfortunately, Love doesn't have a timeline for the injuries because Tyrese Halliburton still working his way back from that Achilles. He's not on. Remember, he got hurt even later than I know people made a thing with Jason Tatum being out of the boot. But the finals was a couple months later. Right. So Halliburton
still in the boot
had this beautiful moment of getting engaged to his now fiance.
He couldn't get on one knee.
Well, he could. But as you can see in the background here for all of our listeners, he had to propose to her, but he's not quite rehabbed all the way yet. And so also in the picture of him getting married, you can notice the scooter. Tyrese Halliburton.
You know what? I didn't even look at that. The fact that you did is hilarious.
It was the first thing I noticed. I noticed the giant boot and I noticed the scooter.
I ain't going to hate on him for that.
Hey, I'm not hating on him either.
Yeah,
hey, it's sickness and in health. It's starting now.
Yeah.
It's sickness and in health. But the damage is done, my friend, because you're going to look back on those engagement photos. You're like, oh, that damn scooter was there.
Damage is done.
I mean, whoever was with him, you know, could have maybe.
It's probably a professional.
Looked at the details and, you know, removed it. But you know what? It's fine. I don't think it ruined the moment.
Jukebox says, shame on you, Tobin. Shame on me!
Yeah.
Nah, why?
She's probably been waiting. Nah, she's not going to be upset. She's been waiting for this moment. By the way, because that man was having fun in Paris last season.
Oh, yeah.
In this last summer.
He's sowing some oats.
He was getting that last hurrah out?
I don't know. There was a bus full. He looked like party, but he was looked like he was running a party bus in Paris. But, you know, congratulations to him.
Congratulations to Tyrese Halliburton and his fiance Squeeze. Leroy?
My damage is done. Goes to the Miami Dolphins.
Mm. Damage is done.
Because I don't know what it is about the fields y'all practice on or the people y'all bring in. We ain't made it through a week of camp, and it's always one position. Like, they don't spread the injuries out. Why all the DBs got to get hurt?
Man.
Right? It's always one position. Well, last year was all offensive linemen. Every offensive lineman got hurt. Now it's DBs. And it got to be a position where you don't have solid ground to stand on. You don't have depth or whatever. You're trying to figure it out. All your guys getting hurt. Damage is done. I guess this is going to be a DB season. And you know what? I am happy, though.
Hmm?
They can't sign Eli Apple.
He's already signed.
Exactly, Vlad!
Oh, wow. Is this a real story, JFig?
What?
Is that astronomer CEO? Is he actually suing Coldplay? Is that a real story?
I don't know, actually.
Oh, my God.
But did you see that part where they had his ex-wife, Gwyneth Paltrow?
I saw that. Yeah, I saw that they did that. The company then hired her.
That was petty.
Yeah, I said that last week.
The what now?
The company that... The company that the CEO had the affair with the HR lady. Yeah.
I have to make sure this is real because
they decided to have Gwyneth Paltrow, which is Chris Martin's ex-wife. He's the lead singer of Coldplay. She's doing like the commercials, and she's the voice in their commercials now.
Oh,
that's it, Betty.
She's a temporary spokesperson.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, temporary.
Thank you, JVig. She's a sports person right now. She's a spokesman.
Wow.
A spokeswoman.
They were just being super petty with that.
No, that's beautiful.
That's beautiful. But wait a minute. Can I just say this? Coldplay didn't know that man was cheating on his wife.
But you know what? Stop with the damn kiss cam, bro. Like, enough of that.
But that's the part of their show.
I don't give a rat's ass.
I love
artists. You got to get the okay from me.
They do it at the stadium.
I love kiss cam.
Once you buy
the ticket, it says on the back.
Nah, you messing up. Listen. Concerts are a great point. No, concerts are.
Stop bringing your side piece to a public place.
Or no, that's a great piece of being the side piece.
Or don't act like you're doing anything wrong. That's all.
Yeah. Nah. It was too. They were just too up and close.
They handled it. They handled it.
They
ridiculous.
Handled it bad. But he was all on. Like he was all behind it. There was no way you're not gonna think something's going
Why
on between
you
his two.
Why would you think that he's so vindictive enough to do that?
What do you mean vindictive?
Oh my God, Vlad.
What do you mean? It's just nasty. It's just nasty. Don't still Vlad, stop showing cameras.
Vlad is rage against the machine,
I
right?
Really
stop
don't.
Showing cameras.
I really don't
stop
understand.
Showing pics.
No.
So you just want no people.
No, you listen. Show kids.
But it's Coldplay. Coldplay's romantic, isn't it?
Look at this. You make love. Wait, you make love to Coldplay songs?
I don't make love to music.
Okay, there you go.
Tangible.
Yeah, I ain't got time to set up the DJ equipment, Vlad.
What's wrong with you?
Turn the speaker.
Come on now, Leroy. You know back in the day, you had a cassette ready. All the R&B classics. Mm.
Boom.
Al Green.
I don't see nothing wrong.
Oh, wait a minute. I didn't do that. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go.
No. Hey, listen. I'm very good at this, Vlad. I separate the art from the artist.
Absolutely. That's why I'm still, you know, that's why I'm not upset with the Hulk Hogan.
I'm not the art from the artist. Like, people get caught up in, like, oh, if I don't like you, your music sucks. No.
Well,
R. Kelly is... did some terrible stuff, and he is incarcerated at the moment. But I got to tell you, ain't nobody didn't. Hey, you can't tell me you ain't do a little something to.
Absolutely.
Okay.
12 flip.
That's it. I'm just being honest.
Okay, well, are we done with this topic?
Yeah. I'm trying to find out if he really sued or not, because it's just on Twitter. And
well,
I
you guys
want to
laugh
real
quick for my damage?
Yes.
Sure.
You guys are familiar with the Savannah Bananas?
I do like.
I hate them.
Why?
Okay, Vlad, you're just upset.
Dude, do you really want to see a baseball? Wait, time out. Hold the hell up.
Yeah.
Hold the hell up.
Relax. Yep.
Relax, you. You want to go to a baseball game with your child to see a couple of guys doing Magic Mike dances?
Is that what they do?
You're not into something.
They do a whole bunch of stuff.
They do Magic Mike dances.
It's like Harlem Globetrotters for baseball.
Right, but I don't need to see the infielder doing, you know, gyrating and. No, I don't need to see that. I don't need to see that shortstop.
You think you got to go with the kids? You'd be like. His hips hide the eyes.
Bro, if you really look,
like they'll be corrupted.
Dude, it's nothing but a bunch of just like 35-year-old single ladies just going to the baseball game.
Hold on, let me get this straight.
Continue?
You're claiming.
I just want to be clear today.
Vlad.
I'm going to take a lap right now.
You're claiming
that the Savannah Bananas
have built their business and empire on MILFs going to watch them dance in tight pants?
Literally, that's it.
I don't believe you.
Okay.
I'm going to ask. I'm gonna do some digging and see, because I would imagine it is mostly families and kids.
Okay. Just all right.
Anyway, what did they do?
Close your eyes, Vlad. This video right here, it went really viral.
Oh, I saw this. It's a Savannah Banana on CNN, and oof.
He took a nasty fall trying to do a flip. Yeah.
Good for him. Yeah. Good for him.
Wait, why? We celebrate people busting their head open.
That's the best video I've seen all week.
Okay, we're done here. Vlad, you're next.
What do you got, Vlad?
Damage is done. So all of you.
Why?
Well, not you, Tobin, but everyone else. I definitely hate the Savannah Bananas. If you listen to the Sports Day show with myself and Dan Day,
literally
you would know.
The first person I've ever heard that.
We hate them. It's like, dude, what are they doing? I don't want to see this fat-ass umpire doing twerking. You want to see a fat-ass umpire twerking?
Oh, dude, are you kidding me? That's one of the baseball staples. The Marlins used to have the manatees. It was a great bit. It's just like the golden oldies.
I don't want to see no Eric Gregg looking umpire twerking.
Vlad, one of the most popular – I'm a big game ops guy. One of the most popular bits that the Miami Heat do is golden oldies, which the whole thing is they do Charleston.
Guess what?
And then it goes
guess what?
To the windows, to the walls. Guess all what? The old people drop it.
I don't
want to
see the golden oldies. I'm sick of them, too.
You're, oh, wow. Okay.
Well, wait.
You go too far, my friend. You go too far.
They're a hip. They're one move from a hip replacement surgery.
They are great shape.
When did this guy come in?
They are not in great shape. They are one move away.
I not allow you to besmirch the golden oldies.
They're one move away from on the court, right on the Heat emblem. Medical alert. Medical alert.
They got that one
medical
guy.
Alert.
I see him do burpees every time in the bowels of the AAA.
Oh, my God.
When did Vlad become 80 years old?
No, I'm not.
You're a game ops curmudgeon.
I am not a game ops curmudgeon. I am not.
So what do you like at the games for in-game ops?
I like when they shoot.
You want no kiss cam?
I like when they shoot the t-shirts.
All right, so you like t-shirts?
I like that. I like when Bernie comes around and does the things with the kids.
What about the wave?
What about... Who was the horny mascot?
I don't know about the wave.
Who was the horny mascot?
There's several of them.
Oh, Victory Rat.
Victory Rat.
Listen, I like going to the Marlins game where they do the race, the race with all the.
So you're pro mascot.
I'm pro mascot.
But you're against people dancing.
I'm against old people dancing at 80. I don't want to see them. I don't want to see old people twerking. Like, that's just not good.
It's adorable.
No, that's a medical. When they twerk, I'm thinking it's a medical alert.
No, they have it with great care and they warm up.
Okay, we're done here. What? This is up there with the Judge Judy stuff, by the way.
Wait, the fact that he tried to justify it by saying they stretch it.
They warm up.
They warm up.
Thank you.
Hey,
I made my point.
I'm old, and I'm going to tell you, warming up, you don't warm up, you just get less tight.
Oh, they got to stay warm because they don't go until the third quarter usually.
Dude, yeah, I really want to go see a bunch of players just start gyrating and dance. I want to see them play baseball. I don't want to see them
I think it's fun. Like, it's one of these things. They're going up, they're dancing, they'll switch sides on the plate. One guy, I did have a buddy who said it's ridiculous that they have somebody playing baseball in stilts.
Come on, what are we doing here?
You know what's funny, though? Like, they actually do play a baseball game.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I mean, they barely get the ball out of the outfield. I saw one on ESPN the other night, and there was, like, four hits. And they barely made it out of the outfield.
We'll take a break. Get you caught up with your headlines coming up next.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, seriously researched, hard-hitting history podcast told through entertaining stories. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.